Novena to God, Father.
Meditations to know, honor, and love more deeply our Heavenly Father.
Written and spoken by Brother Elia, with chants by Harpadei. Day 1, You are my Father.
To you, Heavenly Father, we entrust ourselves wholly and unreservedly, for you are our loving and most beloved Father. We place these words at the beginning of the Novena to God the Father, which we begin today, for this is how we men should live. If we would make it real, beloved Father, how different things would be. We men would awaken to reality, and you, beloved Father, could grant us all that you have foreseen for us. Your heart could rest in ours, and we could offer you a dwelling place.
O eterne Deus, nunc tibi placeat.
Where are the obstacles to this to happen? The problem does not come from you, Father, for you watch over us day and night and call us by name so that we may hear you. I've called you by your name, you are mine, you tell us in the Holy Scripture. Where, then, is the obstacle? Certainly, we do not yet know you well. For if we knew you, then we would love you. And we would love you with all our hearts. And we would come to you full of trust. And if we had this trust, all the false images we have of you would vanish. All fears would disappear. All reservations that serve a reverence which saddens your heart, the mist would dissipate. Then we would begin to see. And what would we discover? A Father full of tenderness and love, who says to us, "Come, my son, come near, I am waiting for you." So you, Father, are very different from what I see only dimly. You are much closer to me than I could ever imagine. Can a woman forget her baby at the breast, feel no pity for the child she has borne? Even if these were to forget, I shall not forget you. This is how you are then. And if you are like that, why don't I just throw myself into your arms? Why do I keep wanting to secure my life all the time? Why do I keep looking for false securities? Why? It is strange. Because I know that nothing really lasts unless it comes from you. This is what the Book of Life teaches me. Why, then, do I still hesitate to give myself entirely to you? You know what, beloved Father, I'll better stop brooding about it now. I simply come to you and declare my love for you are my Father.